Now she's gone, but I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Baby, call me up on the telephone. Come back, baby, I'm so alone. Now she's gone, but I don't worry, 'cause I'm
Brian Bowers and his band, Sitting on Top of the World. Good morning to Ross in Kang, North Carolina, and also good morning to Charlie. Nice to have each of you tuned in this morning.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
In case you missed last week's program, our features with Foundation of Hope, Ukrainian pianist Taras Filenko, the Foster Love Project, members of the new Hazlett Theater production of One Log Bridge, members of City of Pittsburgh's Youth Civic Leadership Academy, teen photographer Brody Bard, and the Bratia Balkana of the Pittsburgh Tamburitzans are now available on demand at neighborhoodvoices.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica, wearing sandals, lighting candles by the sea. I spent Shavuos in East St. Louis, a charming spot, but clearly not the spot for me. Those eastern winters, I can't endure them. So every year I pack my gear and come out here till Purim. Rosh Hashanah I spend in Arizona, and Yom Kippur way down in Mississippi. But in December there's just one place for me. Amid the California flora, I'll be lighting my menorah. Like a baby in his cradle, I'll be playing with my dreidel. Here's the Judas Maccabeus. Boy, if he could only see us spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica by the sea.
Tom Lehrer, as only he could create. I'm spending Hanukkah in Santa Monica. Happy Hanukkah if you're celebrating. Tonight will be the third night of Hanukkah.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the winners of the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Choice Awards for the best Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter, are available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Our year-end donor drive is kicking up, and thank you if you've already made a donation to SLB Radio Productions, the nonprofit that powers the Saturday Light Brigade, and our Youth Media Center activities. If you value our work, we hope you'll take a moment and contribute. You can call this morning and we'll efficiently process a contribution by telephone, or you can visit slbradio.org/donate to make a contribution. Lots of first-time contributions coming in this year, which is very gratifying. Thank you for your support. This is a perfect time to call 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. We've had contributions ranging from $5 to $500 and more. Every contribution matters. In fact, next week we'll begin to talk about our various goals for the drive as it kicks in. And we're as concerned about the number of people contributing as we are about the number of dollars. Having a strong base of support matters. And regardless of the size of contribution, every bit matters. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO Thanks for your support. Now it is time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Our crossword puzzle of the air is here. We are looking for a 9-letter word. Do you have your virtual crossword puzzle pencil or pen out as you rub the sleep out of your eyes? Or sit down to get a second cup of coffee? Here it comes. The clue is usually comes first. Usually comes first. And we're looking for a 9-letter word. The second letter is P as in Python. The second letter, P as in Python. And the fifth letter is T as in Tiger. Again, the clue is usually comes first. 9 letters, letter is T as in Tiger. Share your answer at 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. It's nice to know our phones are in order and working. After a little bit of an outage last week where they weren't working as well as they should be. So feel free to give us a ring, especially knowing you'll be able to get right through at 412-200-5975. 9 letters usually comes first. Second letter, P. And the fifth letter is T. Good luck with this morning's crossword puzzle of the air.
Well, it's early in the morning. Said I went out rise. It's early in the morning. Said I went out rise. Well, it's early in the morning. Yes, early in the morning. Said I went out rise. Got the misery pretty butter in my right side. Well, in my right side. In my right side, I got the misery pretty mama lollipop. In my right side, well. Well, Lord, Lordy, Rose, Lordy, Rose, well, Lord, Lordy, baby, baby, well,
again, the morning creeps across your shoulders. Through the frosted window pane, the sun grows bolder. Your hair flows down your pillow, you're still sleeping. I think I'll waken now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day. Through the waving curtain wall, the sun is streaming. Far behind your flickering eyelids, you're still dreaming. You're dreaming of the good times and you're smiling. Think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day. Listen to the morning song it's singing. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, I give you the day.
Like an antique ballroom fan, eyelids flutter. Sunlight streams across your eye through open shutter.
Now I think you're ready for the journey. I think I'll wake you now and hold you, tell you again the things I told you. Behold, I give you the morning, 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 I give you the day.
Buffalo Rose at the Saturday Light Brigade with Tom Paxton joining them at the end with a song by Tom, I Give You the Morning. The Barefoot Movement with Early in the Morning. We're in the midst of solving this morning's crossword puzzle of the air. Sharon got it. Words are her thing, you know. She's listening with Russ. Down in North Carolina, we also had a correct answer from Bruce and Ingram. Kathy and Jack guessed operation usually comes first. I see how that fits, especially if you think about order of operation. That's not what we're looking for. A correct answer from Tom and McCandless. Here, it is again, and we're going to give you another letter. The word is nine letters in length. The clue is usually comes first. The second letter is P as in Python, and we're going to add a third letter, which is also P as in Panther. So we have blank, PP. And then the fifth letter is T as in tiger. The clue, usually comes first. 412-200-5975. We'd love to have you join us on the radio with your correct answer or with your guess. Good luck. Tommy just got it. Well done. And calling us is as easy as using one of those two numbers, 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975. You'll get Ricky or me, and we'll invite you to join us on the air if you care to. Hello to Bonnie, who just came up with the correct answer, or at least just messaged us with the correct answer. Well done. Earlier today, I think I neglected to mention the great version of Amazing Grace we played. It was by Wayne Taylor and Mickey Basil. And Sitting on Top of the World, the song we played earlier, was from the Brian Bowers Band. We're going to hear from Paul Jeremiah now, and we'll have the answer to our crossword puzzle of the air in just a moment. Good luck.
She got ways to make a preacher hug a devil, make a cripple walk a country mile. Sure does my heart good just to see the little woman smile. And she gets my head to spinning, so I don't know the shape I'm in. It don't take a stack of dollars to make a little woman grin. But sometime I might get in a blue funk, feel like I'm gonna pack my leaving trunk. I don't know how she do it, but I always find I miss that train. And I'm behind time. See the kind of woman that just don't quit, makes her mind up, come with me. Sure gonna break my heart to leave her when it's this away. She's got a lot of hard times, so sometimes she feel like crying, dog, but you never know. And she knows I ain't good for nothing but trouble and an aching heart. Still she keeps on taking me back for a brand new start. Yeah, and sometimes I can't help but wonder what a little girl loved me so. She take me in like an old stray dog, and then she turn around and let me go. And she got a way to make a preacher hug a devil, make a cripple walk a country mile. Sure does my heart good just to see the little woman smile. Sure does my heart good just to see the little woman smile.
Stray Dog Shuffle from Paul Jeremiah. One more letter about to be given to you that I hope will help. Our crossword puzzle of the air is unusually hard for some this morning. Usually comes first. Nine letters. The second letter is P as in Python. The third letter is P as in Panther. The fifth letter is T as in Tiger. The seventh letter is Z as in Zebra. Does that help you? 412-200-5975. Charlie just got it. And I think he did before giving that extra clue. John and Carrick have it. Kathy has had a few guesses that have been close, but not quite right. Tommy in North Chesterfield, Virginia has got it. And Sharon in Kang, North Carolina, Bruce and Ingram, Tom in McCandless. And Bonnie in Observatory Hill with the correct answer so far. I had to say usually comes first because it's not always the case. I see that Debbie Tobin just got the correct answer. Well done, Debbie. And Mike and Mars checks in with the right answer. And Kathy just got it. And what usually comes first that we were looking for is appetizer. The appetizer. And I say usually because you never know. Sometimes the appetizer comes too late and you wish it had come a little bit earlier. But appetizer is the word we were looking for. A charge for you if you came up with appetizer. Now, we have a song that I sometimes debate playing. Kebmo means it in a happy spirit. And you'll know the reason I've said everything I've just said once you hear it. Take it, Keb.
When I was a child, everything was magical. I believed in Santa Claus. It really was fantastical. We couldn't wait to open up the gifts around the tree. Mom and Dad were there with us, smiling joyfully. But now I'm all grown up, and Christmas is really annoying. I remember caroling and sledding down the hill, skating on the pond, you know, it really was a thrill. But now the thrill is gone and all my credit cards are maxed. I'm running here, running there, there's no time to relax. Cause I'm all grown up and Christmas is really annoying. Annoying, they advertise the whole year long. Annoying, annoying. Let's apologize to Jesus for what went wrong. Now it's time to celebrate the coming of the first. We're all supposed to sing the song, but no one knows the words. Should all acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? It's time to wrap the season up and leave it all behind. Cause I'm all grown up and Christmas is really annoying. You know that Christmas is really annoying.
I got that Christmas shopping blues, got that Christmas shopping blues, got that Christmas shopping blues all day. There ain't nothing I can do, there ain't nothing I can do, there ain't nothing I can do to make them go away.
I went to Berkeley, San Lorenzo, Cupertino, San Jose. I couldn't find a present, no way.
myself a blank. I drew myself a blank at the bank. I got a blank at the bank. At the bank I got a blank. The bank said, Frank, you drew a blank.
I got them Christmas shopping blues. Got them Christmas shopping blues. Got them Christmas shopping blues all day.
Christmas time is gone, looking swank in his three-piece suit. Million-dollar business, we call Santa Claus. Who's the guy that ends up with the loot?
I got that Christmas shop blue, got that Christmas shop blue, got that Christmas shop blue.
That is the Christmas Jug Band at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Keb Mo before them. Hang in there. Coming up, our High Clue will give you an opportunity to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Stay tuned for that, please.
Pittsburgh Community Television. PCTV joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Thanks to Lee, Amelia, Colleen, and Ken, Jane and Bob and Alexandra, among others, for your recent contributions to SLV. Our year-end donation drive is officially underway. Individual donations make the Saturday Light Brigade and our Youth Media Center programs possible. If you value our work, we hope you'll consider supporting SLV by making a donation at slbradio.org/donate. You can also call us. This is a perfect time, a little intermission of sorts, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. You can make a contribution securely using PayPal, a credit card, Venmo, Facebook, even Amazon at slbradio.org/donate or by calling us. Thank you for your support. And we welcome first-time donors, especially. It's a great time. That's why we have these campaigns from time to time. Many folks don't even realize we're a nonprofit organization that is here as a result of contributions. Thanks for your support. Broadcasting live, thanks to you, from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Ruby! halfway for Spain. I'm digging in the brown coal mines. Oh, Ruby.
Adam and Michaela Burrows from the album True Life Blues, released a little bit earlier this year. What a great job they do on that song. Hello to Tommy in Pleasant Hills, who notes that tomorrow the West Hills Symphonic Band will perform at Montour High School at 3 o'clock. Admission is free. Thank you for sharing that, Tommy. He notes it's always a great concert.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
From open mic nights to learning about sound for film, to Dungeons and Dragons. There's something for everyone at our Youth Media Center. Programs are free to all area teens and offer opportunities to pursue self-directed projects, earn stipends, and more. Learn more and see the December schedule at slbradio.org/openstudio. Ricky is auditing today's High Clue. I think I'm being given 17 thumbs up as best she can. It's a lot of thumbs. We have 17 syllables leading to one answer, as always, with our High Clue. Here it comes. See if you're able to solve it. With buttons and strings, it often bears Oscar's name, Maybell, used it well. Again, with buttons and strings, it often bears Oscar's name. Maybell used it well. 412-200-5975. Or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck.
Every day to try to please that woman, and Lord, she never. never satisfied. Hey, hey, Delamay, why do you treat me this way? Delamay, oh, Delamay, I'll get even someday. Best hammer swinger in this old section gang. Big Bill Johnson is my name. I swing this old hammer for a dollar and a half a day, and it's all for my Delamay. Hey, hey, Delamay, why do you treat me this way?
Watson and Big Spike Hammer here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And Franklin and Mint, and You Are My Sunshine before Doc. Clue is in high form today. Let me give it to you one more time. Things are really busy. Our lines are open again at 412-200-5975 if you would like to call. With buttons and strings, it often bears Oscar's name. Maybell used it well. And let's look at some of the answers. Charlie had some guesses, but not correct ones. Rich in Freeport has the correct answer. And Jim in Blackridge has it. So does Mike in Mars. Kathy has the correct answer, too. Well done. And Tom in McCandless has got it as well, so does Ty in Valencia. And Larry in Elwood City, who said, you know, you ought to put a donation link up on your Facebook page. You're right, and we just did. I don't think the year-end donor drive's getting to us or anything, not yet. Tommy in North Chesterfield has the correct answer as well, so does Bruce. Good morning to Bill in Homer City. Nice to have you tuned in. Thank you for checking in. Susie is going to join us in just a moment, but once more with feeling, here it is, with Buttons and Strings. 30-some. It often bears Oscar's name. Maybe the third most famous Oscar after Oscar Madison and Oscar Mayer. Maybell used it well. Any ideas? 1-888-752-7234 or 412-200-5975. We had a flurry of calls just a few moments ago. Not a puppet. Dan and Mercer thought it might be a puppet, and Charlie was thinking a marionette. And now Charlie, forgive me, it took me a minute. Marionette, that makes sense. The strings. But not a marionette. Charlie also was thinking of shoes and laces or boots or a coat or a jacket. Susie, you got it. Good morning.
Let me take you off speaker. Yes, oh. I did. I remember my, elementary teacher had one.
That's the first thing I thought of, too, is it seems most people raised during a certain time. I was fascinated by this. Mrs. Lindgren and Mrs. Schaefer had one of these, and they played it in kindergarten and first grade. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I don't think it was kinder. I think it was like more like second grade and third grade for me.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me if it stayed throughout my whole elementary school career, but I was fascinated by this thing.
I don't remember being fascinated. I just remember it. I was just like, yeah.
And what is it that we're looking for? We better identify.
Oh, it's an auto harp.
The auto harp, indeed. And do you remember the Oscar?
Buttons and Strings, that makes sense to me, but I don't know what Oscar or Maybell is. I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Well, Maybell is Maybell Carter, who... the auto harp's been around for decades and decades and decades, it actually traces its roots back to, I think, before the turn of the century, but Maybell Carter had some radio hits of the Carter family, Maybell Carter, she really popularized it again in the 20s and 30s with some of the radio hits that she had. And the Oscar Schmidt Company is still around, and they probably sell more branded auto harps than anybody else. They are just sort of have cornered the market on that particular instrument.
Okay. Well, that's how I knew it was an instrument.
Yes.
And Maybell, I know that name from somewhere, but, I just didn't know, that I knew it.
Yeah, an auto harp is something I always thought it would be fun to have one, and they're available. They're around. A lot of people bought them, and they started to show up in the late 1800s. People would go door to door selling auto harps to help you bring music in your house.
That's great. Yeah, it's a great instrument.
Yeah, it makes it easy to play just by pressing. I think I'd like to add one to our youth media center if we can find a good one.
Oh, yeah.
It would be fun.
Definitely.
Well, I hope things are going well for you. Anything special happening this weekend?
I'm going to be doing some writing this weekend and cooking.
That's a great way to spend it.
Oh, and I'm probably getting a pedicure, maybe a manicure.
Ooh, to be kind to yourself. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I have less to do this weekend than I have over the past few, so I'm going to try to just sort of take it easy, do a little reading. I think Ricky got me a book for my birthday. It's called...
happy birthday.
Thanks. It's called, Overlooked. And it's I don't have the author's name in front of me, but it's a book that essentially are obituaries that were never written because she worked as an editor on the obituary desk at the New York Times, and she noted that over the years, lots of names were submitted for obituaries, but they only could publish three every day of the hundreds of submissions.
Yeah.
So she went back and picked names. And what she found were a lot of the obituaries written during contemporary times and earlier were for people, you know, predominantly white men, kind of mainstream folks. And she wanted to correct that. And part of the feeling was when these obituaries were written, the only known written history of people going back 80, 90, 100 years often were, you know, people that fit that category. So anyway, she wrote... I've always loved reading obituaries. I don't think I'm alone in that. They're like mini biographies of people. So she's written these fascinating obituaries. The author's name is Amisha Padnani, P-A-D-N-A-N-I, Padnani. So anyway, that's going to be my reading, Overlooked. And Ricky knows me all too well. It's a good book for somebody that occasionally... needs a short attention span book where I could just leaf through it and read the equivalent of a newspaper article rather than a book with a plot requiring. I like those too, but anyway, that's going to be my pleasure for the weekend, I think. It's called Overlooked.
Well, I know a lot of people are going to not have a pen. I almost didn't have a pen. So I think you should put that on your Facebook page.
I'll do so. It's called Overlooked, and it.
Yeah, I just wrote it down.
Yeah, it looks like a great book. I'm looking forward to diving into it.
Oh, that's great! I'm reading a book about the Barbizon. It's this women's apartment build and women's hotel in New York.
Huh.
That started in like the 1920s. And I'm now up to, like, the 1950s. But it's very interesting.
Now, that's not related to the Barbizon modeling folks, is it? Or is it simply the building itself?
I don't know. It could be. I haven't gotten there yet. But there are models that live in that building. They were the power models.
Yes, because there were...
1950s.
There was the Barbizon School of Modeling that used to advertise all the time, and maybe they were just kind of borrowing the name without being related. That sounds like a neat book,
yeah,
too.
I don't know. That's interesting. I'll have to let you know when I get to that part of the book, if that happens.
Oh, please do.
But yeah, right now I'm just in the 50s with the birth of Mademoiselle magazine and... how she was, the editor was really targeting college women. And so she had all these college women as guest editors and people sort of like on the street in the colleges. And they all lived, you know, when they came to New York, the guest editors got to stay at the Barbizon. And that was like a big deal.
Oh, interesting. Oh. And the book is simply called Barbizon?
It's called The Barbizon.
The Barbizon.
Yeah, I can't remember who wrote it. Let me see if I can find it. I don't know where my bags are from last night.
Oh, well, that's I can look it up.
Yeah, last night I came in. I got a ticket on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no.
I took my father to the National Cathedral, and D.C. I can't remember what the word is, but they're harping down
yes.
is not the right word.
Zero tolerance. Zero tolerance for tickets or for driving infractions.
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, I knew it was near a bus stop, but there wasn't a sign that said no parking.
Oh, no.
And
see,
there's my car.
So not a moving violation, but a parking ticket.
No, not a moving violation. Yeah, so $200.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Those DC tickets, they just get you.
They do.
So.
Oh, my. Well.
Makes you not want to go into the city.
It's you know, it's bad when they write on the reverse, like, would you like a payment plan?
It's on there.
Yeah.
It's on there. You know, there's a phone number where you can get a payment plan.
Oh, it's amazing. So, well,
I'm
sorry that happened. Well done. A charge to you. And I'll look for that book, too. And if I can find it, I'll share it with folks.
Yeah, it was published in 2021. So it's a pretty new book.
I'll take a look for it.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, thank you.
All right.
Good to talk to you, Susie. And Tommy in Pleasant Hills says, you know, I mentioned Oscar Meyer and Oscar Madison and Oscar Schmidt, maker of the auto harps. I immediately thought about the Oscar statue I probably should have included. And he said, don't forget about Oscar the Grouch. Here is Maybelle Carter now with the Carter sisters. Congrats if you came up with auto harp. As Mike says, I wouldn't dither with a clue so sharp. It's a type of zither known as an auto harp. Brigade charge to you if you knew we were looking for the auto harp. And the sound hound is waiting in the wings patiently as we broadcast live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Thanks to listeners like you and the Brigadiers as well, like Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesports, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and slvradio.org/radio.
How many nights for Hanukkah? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Nights and days, days and nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. How many candles do I light? Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight are the candles you should light for. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. On the mount, happy, joyous Hanukkah. Two for the mother and a father, love. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey to the days and hey to the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Sons of Hannah that died, not so happy Hanukkah. Eight for the new built altar place. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight of the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight of the days and eight of the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Shines. Eight for the new build altar place. Seven for the sons of Hannah that die. Six for the kings and the tricks they try. Five for the brothers Maccabee. Four for the Hebrew children. Three for the books that Ezra taught. Two for the father and mother love. One for Moses on the mount. Hey to the nights of Hanukkah. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Eight of the days and eight of the nights. Happy, joyous Hanukkah. Hey,